Okay, Rabbi said today's daf is daf hey, and we're holding on the third line from the top of the Amud. And you recall that yesterday we had a five-way machloikis. When is a person oiver on the din of Balti Acher? Balti Acher means that you promised, pledged to go and bring a carbon, or to go and give money to the Bedek Abayis, or you have to give your Lekat Shechupeya, etc., etc. All of that has to be done in a timely fashion. If you do it after the Zman, you're over the Isser of Balti Acher. What is that Zman? So we had a five-way Machloikis. First man, the Yom, the Tanakama said, after three regolim in any no particular order. Reb Shimon said it has to be the Sholosh regolim starting with Chagamatis, Chagashvuis, and Chagasukois. And then we had Remeir that said as soon as one yontif is over, you are over Baal Ti'acher. Reb Lezim and Yaakov said as soon as two yomim toivim passed, you're over and about to Acher. And finally, Reb Shimon said, it's Chag HaSukkos. I don't care about Matzos and Shavuos. If you passed Chag HaSukkos without bringing your carbon, you're over. Andy Murray went yesterday in some detail. What's the makar for each one of the five? Yes.
The difference between Reb Shimon ben Elozer and Reb Shimon,
yes,
is exactly that according to Reb Shimon has to be considered.
Correct.
And according to Reb Shimon ben Elozer, it's one sukkah goes by, and that's it.
That's correct. But you're correct, but it's Reb Lozer Reb Shimon instead of Reb Shimon. Correct. Reb Lozer Reb Shimon was the son of Reb Shimon by Yechon.
Machlekes was the father.
Exactly. Yeah, Yishka Machlekes was probably a very, very pleasant difference of opinion. Yishka Machlekes. With a small M, not a big M.
They spent many years in a cave together. They better learn to have gotten along.
Exactly. Anyway, those are the five shittas. Of those five, as you recall, three of them all learned their limud from the same pasuk. It says in the pasuk towards the end of Parshas Re'eh that Sholish Pam Bashana Yeroa Kol Zechurcha Espenei Hashem Lekech V'Mokam Asher Yivchar. And then the pasuk says B'Chaga Matzos V'Chaga Shavuos V'Chaga Sukkos. L'chayr, those three references are unnecessary because at the end of Parshas Re'eh, where we're learning from the Yom Tov learning, the pasuk specifically talks about Chag HaMatzis and subsequently Chag HaShavuos and then Chag HaSukkos. So I know we're talking about these three Pa'am Bashana. We're not talking about Chanukah and Purim and Lag BaOmer. We're talking about these three that we just finished learning about or learning about. And therefore, that's why each one has a slightly different interpretation. According to Tanna Kamma, it's got to be three Yom Tovim, but lav dafk in any order. According to Reb Shimon, it's got to be three Yom Tovim, but dafk in this order. And finally, we had Reb Lozer Reb Shimon that said that the key is that final Chag HaSukkos, because after all, the final shtickle in the Torah and Parshas Re'eh is talking about Chag HaSukkos. So one have to repeat, okay, you repeat Chag HaMatzis, Chag HaShavuos, fine. But we're talking about Chag HaSukkos. So therefore the key is Chag HaSukkos. What were the Makaris for Reb Meir and for Reb Lezer ben Yaakov? Reb Meir said, remember, only one Yontif, because there's a pasuk totally elsewhere. Uvasa Shama, Vaveisim Shama. You come to Beis HaMikdash once, you better bring your karbanis. That's one Yontif. And then Reb Lezer ben Yaakov said, Eile tas l'shem bin moyadeichem, moyadeichem miyut rabim shnayim, tu moyadem bom, and then you're going to be chayv. So that was yesterday's discussion. Now the Gemara says, the Gemara asked at the end of yesterday's Amud, what do Reb Meir and Reb Lezer ben Yaakov do with the Chag HaMatzis, Chag HaShavuos, and Chag HaSukkos? After all, they don't use that pasuk. He uses Uvasa Shama Veisim Shama. Reb Lezer ben Yaakov learns from Moyadeichem. So what do we do with those three? Chag HaMatzis, Chag HaShavuos, Chag HaSukkos. See, Gemara says we learn from that the din of Tashlumin. What's the din of Tashlumin? That the Chag HaShavuos, we learn from the Chag HaMatzis, that Shavuos you have 7 days to bring your carbon. Even though Yom Tov is long over, you bring your carbon nevertheless, you can bring Tashlumin for the full 7 days. So what's the reason why we have as well Chag HaSukkos? So Zimor, we learn Chag HaSukkos, the Gabbat Halacha of Ton Lina. Fine. So now we're up to three lines to the top of the Yom Tanakama. V'Reb Shimon Tashlum La'Tzeres Min Olahu. Since they use the three, Chag HaMatzis, Chag HaShavuos, Chag HaSukkos, to tell you the din of Baal Ta'acher, how do they know the din of Tashlumin that you have 7 days to bring your kabbanis when it comes to Atzeres, when it comes to Shavuos? As we freak the Gemara. The Gemara does not ask this according to Reb Lozer Reb Shimon, says Rashi, because Reb Lozer Reb Shimon only uses the Chagasukos to tell us that that's the key. That as soon as you pass Chagasukos, you're over and about to Acher. But as far as he's concerned, we don't need the Chagamatzis and the Chag HaShavuos, so he could learn the Chag HaMatzis, Chag HaShavuos for Tashlumin, just like Reb Meir and Reb Lezer ben Yaakov. The question is, how do the Tanakhama and Reb Shimon know the din of Tashlumin, since they do use the words Chag HaMatzis, Chag HaShavuos, and Chag HaSukkos for dinim of Baal Ta'acher? Now, from the Tani Rabbi Bashmul, from a different drasha, the Tani Rabbi Bashmul, Omre Torah, Manei Yomim V'Kadesh Chodesh, Manei Yomim V'Kadesh Atzeres. What does that mean? What the Gemara is telling us is that when you are asked how many units are there in a month, when I say units, measuring units, you wouldn't typically say, okay, let me figure out how many hours there are in a month, how many seconds, how many weeks, because that would not be appropriate. A month doesn't have, of course, every month has 4 weeks, but that doesn't tell you enough about the month. Is it a 29-day month, a 30-day month? So the measuring components or units in a month are by definition days. Did this month have 29 days or 30 days? When it comes to Atzeres, when it comes to Shavuos, what are its components, measuring units? Weeks. How do I know? Because it says Sheva Shabbosos Tmimos Tiyana, that when you want to go and count from Pesach until Shavuos, you count weeks. Sheva Shabbosos. Ah, so just like, says Imar Mach Chodesh Lemuyot, just like when it comes to Chodesh, you determine the Chodesh based on the number of days in the Chodesh, and based on that you make one of the days Rosh Chodesh, right? You have the 29 or 30 days, and now one of those days you crown as Rosh Chodesh. You bring the special kavanas of Rosh Chodesh. We hear Brother Shai and Mendy singing Hallel on Rosh Chodesh, etc. Atzeres L'miyot, the same thing applies to Atzeres. When you're bringing the karbonos of Shavuos, you take one of its measuring units, which is a week, 7 weeks, one of the 7 weeks, and then boom, you go and crown them as the days that you can bring your karbanos.
Why are you saying weeks when the Gemara said Mane Yomim Mekadesh Atzeres?
The Gemara didn't mean that word Yomim is Lavdafka. Because you see, look in the Rashi, Av Atzeres, the middle of the Rashi, Havoas Karbanos Seho Bi'echad Mimnu Yeho. What are those one of the Menuyim? Varhi Nimnas Ayidei Shavuim. The weeks are the Shavuos is counted or measured based on weeks. Why the Gemara uses the expression Yomim? Either it's a mistake, or it's just since we said Mani Yom V'Kadosh Chodesh Mani Yom, but it really should say Mani Shavuim, like Rashi says V'Kadosh Atzeres. Frank the Gemara, that's a
weeks are consisted of days.
Of course, and days consist of hours, and hours consist of minutes, and minutes of seconds.
We count the sphere of days
between days and week. Yeah. Is not so great because
it's rigorous.
A week is consisting of days.
No question. And a day is consisting of 24 hours.
Yeah.
The point is, what is the major measuring unit for a month? You ask people, it depends on how many days. Was it 29 days, 30 days, solar year, secular year, 31 days, 28 days by February. When it comes to Shavuos, how do you count up Shavuos? How many weeks? I counted 1 week, 2 weeks, and 5 weeks.
Actually, we do count days, we count Sphira.
That's the next Gemara's kasha. Freit Gemara Eimatzeres Chad Yoima, because in addition to counting the weeks, we count the days. In fact, right after the words Sheva Shabbosos Tmimos Tiyana Ad Mimochel Shabbos Hashviyis Tisperu Chamishim Yoim, and that's why every day of the sphere we always count the days and the weeks. So Eimatzeres Chad Yoima, say that the Menuyim for Shavuos are also not weeks but days, and therefore you'd only have 1 day of Tashlumin, or 1 day of Yom Tov, you couldn't bring Tashlumin at all. Amarava, Otra Teres, Yom Manina, Shavuos, Yom Manina. You only count days, you also count the weeks. And that's why when we count every time, we always count, it's 12 days, which is 1 week and 5 days, right? So we know that. So you count both of them. And therefore, based on that, that's why you have Tashlumen of 7, because Shiva Shavuos. V'oid, and I have another raya, Chag Shavuos Ksiv. Why is Shavuos called Shavuos? Because Chag Shavuos is built on the 7 weeks that preceded it. This is the Chag, the festival of the weeks, of the 7 weeks that now added up to and finally got to the 50th day. Now, why did the Gemara have to add that V'oid? Says the Rashba, Ritva, other Rishonim, for a very simple reason. Once you've told me that the measuring components and units of Shavuos are both days and weeks, which one should be the measure that we use for Tashlumin? We said on the bottom of the Amud Beis yesterday, Tafasta Merub Loi Tafasta. And there we were talking about 7 days of Pesach and 8 days of Sukkot. It's only one day more or one day less, to say Tachnun, right? And nevertheless, that's not only 7 and not 8. Is here alachas kam v'kama, kal v'chimer ben b'neishul kal v'chimer. If you have a choice between either 1 day or 7 days, the chayyim should go and say 1 day. Trust me, to pass them. That's why the Gemara says, "Oh, you see that the essence of the counting towards Shavuos is weeks, because it's called Chag HaShavuos, it's not called Chag HaYomim, it's called Chag Shavuos. It's a chasim, and that is a special, special Indian in Shavuos, and from that I know the din of Tashlum." With this, we've concluded the discussion among the five giants here in the Braisa, identifying when is the din of Batach. Now the Gemara is going to go back to the Braisa of yesterday, and in fact it's going to ask one of the kashas that we discussed yesterday. If you recall, back on Dalit Amud Aleph, at the very bottom of the Amud, we had a Tana Rabbanan, a Braisa, Chayavi Domin, Ve'erichin, Charomin, Heiteshus, Chatoyus, Hashomis, etc., etc. B'chor Mas U'Pesach, all of them have a din about the Acher after 3 regalim. You remember we all asked yesterday, U'Pesach Bar Mikra Bergolamu. You don't even bring the Pesach on Regel. You bring the Pesach on Erev Pesach. Pesach Zimna Kvilne. It's a special din, a special time of Erev Pesach. Akrave, if you manage to bring that Korban Pesach at Erev Pesach, beautiful. You're certainly not leave about the Acher, that's what you're supposed to do. V'loy Akrave, if you didn't bring it at Erev Pesach, L'chayra, finish. You can't bring it for Korban Pesach anymore. Ibchile. So what are you telling me? Make sure to bring this within 3 regalim. Make sure to bring it before Shkia on Erev Pesach, otherwise it's over. And the Braisa talks about 3 regalim. What's going on? Like Korban Pesach? Says the Martuturut of Amrav Chizda Pesach Kedinasva Einachanami. Take out the word Pesach from the Braisa, because it was brought in for naught. What means it brought in for naught? Because we often have in Mishnayos and Braisas that you have these three together, Chorim Maaser Pesach, just like you have in the Kabbonis in the morning, Chorim Maaser Pesach Kachim Kalim, etc. So, because of the Shigra Delishna that people always, Tom, Dick, and Harry, Lehavdol. Rabbi Cohen used to be very upset when I said Tom, Dick, and Harry. But those three go together, so B'chor Maaser Pesach go together. So, and that's the point over here, even though it doesn't apply. Come on, Pesach. Right after the Shki on Erev Pesach, you're finished. But nevertheless, can you not? Rav Sheish is on my no, and this is the territory thing that Brother Shai gave yesterday. My Pesach. Shalmei Pesach. That what happens if you don't bring a Korban Pesach Bismanoi? You can continue bringing it Shaloi Bismanoi, but then it gets converted into a Shlomim. And about that Shlomim, if you don't bring it within the 3 regalim, you're nailed on the dinner about to Acher. Faitimari Hachi and Shlomim. It already says in the Braisa Shlomim. So why does it have to repeat Pesach? Would you guess again Shlomim? Everything more. Tani Shlom Mach Pesach. Tani Shlom Maboy Machmes Atzmon. So you're going to tell me, what's enough Kimina? So Kedaitach Mena Hoylu Machmes Pesach Ka'osu. Since it's just a derivative of the Korban Pesach. Ke Pesach Dom, which should have the same din as Pesach. What means the same din as Pesach? Says the Tafrashi. Uberegel Rishon Yavar Aleyan. Now we don't mean like Reb Meir that you should be over after the first Yom Tov is over. No, no, no. What we mean to say is, just like Korban Pesach, you gotta bring on Erev Pesach. And as soon as Yontif hits, as soon as it's 6:46, the Shkia, too late, you can't bring the Korban Pesach anymore. So now, you have this Korban Pesach after Pesach, it's now been converted into a Shlomim, and let's say it was lost, and you found it, and now it's Chag HaShavuos, make sure you bring it before Shkia on Shavuos. Just like you have to make sure that the original Korban Pesach you had to bring before Shkia on Pesach, meaning Leil Pesach, same thing, that same animal which has now been converted from a Pesach into a Shlomim. I would think, make sure to go and bring it now, Erev Shavuos, and what happens if, in other words, no later than Erev Shavuos, you can bring it any time until Shavuos night, or if you only found it in the middle of the summer, bring it by the first day of Sukkot. That's what I would think. Kamash Malah, no, that has the same status like a regular Shlomim. You get that 3 regalim period. We had a nice long list of those, which we just quickly kind of glossed over. Etc., etc. How do we know that there's a din of Baal Ta'acher? There's only one pasuk of Baal Ta'acher in the Torah. If you want to take a quick look in Torah or Hashalim, number one, Kisidor Neder Lashem Lekach, you made a neder, Loisa Acher Leshalmai, don't delay. Kidorish Yidrishenu Hashem Lekach Meimach. Hashem will demand it from you, and if you don't bring it in a timely fashion, you'll get a chet. From these 10, 12, 15 words, we learn the entire din. Oh, that covered God. Sheesh. This is the Chometz Chaim B'Yameinu.
Yes.
Mr. Rothschild, who's the president, CEO, CFO, chairman of the board of the Chometz Chaim Foundation. Grace, grace, coming from us. Anyway, so we are in Daf Hey on the Beis. We're just starting the top line. Mino Hanimili. What is the Brisa telling us? Again, the pasuk that we just learned, Kisira Nedal Hashem Alekecha, and now we're going to analyze virtually every word in the pasuk to go and be marbe that long list of items from yesterday's Brisa that the din of Baal Ta'acher applies to all of them. So, says the Brisa, Kisira Nedal Hashem Alekecha, Einli Ela Nedal. What about a nedava? Nedava minayim. Everybody knows the difference between a neder and a nedava. A neder you say hari alai, a nedava you say hari zu. So maybe the din of Baal Ta'acher only applies to a neder, not to a nedava. How do I know a nedava? Elsewhere there's another pasuk in neder or nedava. That's number two on the Torah or Shalom, the neder or nedava. So if you're more malalon, nedava imay, just like that neder, it's kind of a package deal, neder and nedava together. Afkan, when it says neder, nedava imay, so that goes along for the ride, even though it doesn't say befeirish, but we learn as ashtikul gzeirish shav, and neder, neder, that nedava is also included. Fine. Now we continue on the pasuk. Kisira neder. We already covered that. La Hashem Elokecha. What do we learn from Hashem Elokecha? Eilu hadamin ho'erchin v'acharamin v'ha'hideishois. This is referring to damin. Damin means when a person says demei olai, or he says demei ploidi olai, that we have to go and take him to the shuk and the bezin to determine how much is this person really worth. Ho'erchin, as everybody knows, erki olai or erach ploidi olai, depending on the person's gender or age. V'acharam, when a person says, I give this item as a cherem, that's already a machloikis where the stam cherem lebedik abayis is stam cherem lekahanim. But if he says beferish, I'm giving this item as a cherem to the bedik abayis, and for sure it goes legavoya to the bedik abayis. Vektashis, a person is just maktish anything. I maktish my pen, I maktish my watch, the table, the chair, whatever I maktish, it goes to the bedik abayis since it's not roy to bring for a card. Now, why are those merumas in the word Lashem Alekecha? Because although we typically think with our human logic that bringing a carbon to the Eibishter on the Mizbeach is a higher form of Hegdish than Berik Abayis, in fact, this has Kedushas Hagov, this has Kedushas Damim, or Emes V'Yatzev. If you want, simply you can join us over here or over there, wherever you're more comfortable. Yeah, for sure, for me particularly. Anyway, normally we think of this as Kedushas Hagov, this is Kedushas Damim, but in one respect, Perek Abayis is a greater Kedusha than the Kedushas Haguf of Karbanis, and that is that it's solely and exclusively for the Rabbeinu Shalom Ligavoya. What do you mean solely and exclusively? Because nothing goes to the Balaam and nothing goes to the Kehanim, as opposed to, for instance, a Karban Oila. What Karban Oila is all to Kula Kolamim is there. With one exception, those are the oirois, the skins go to the Kahanim. And of course, you're talking about a shlom, the chos of the shoik, and the balam had the rest of the carbon, and so on and so forth. Here, there's nothing to b'nei adam, only kula legavoya. That's Hashem alekach. I'm not saying this is Rashi. See Rashi on the third, fourth line, eladom ba'erchen, shin kochi b'nei kabayis, v'kulam Hashem, in the Kahanim ben klum, gunisht, shemi, nada, rien, nothing. So therefore, that's Hashem alekach. We continue the passing. Now we get off a little bit on a tangent and we say lishalmoy with that extra vav. Who v'loy chilufav? It's only referring to the carbon itself and not to a chalipin. What exactly is a chalipin? We're going to discuss that in another 10 lines. There'll be a back and forth. A ganze shakla b'tarya basically means a replacement or a substitute. We'll see in Yetzshem what the case is. And then the pasuk continues on. Kidorish yedushenu. What is that referring to? Why dafka these four? Explains Rashi. Dorish Yidushenu means that Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to demand. Kadosh Baruch Hu only demands if this is a mandatory carbon, if it's a choiva. All four of these are choivas.
Shlomen?
A little patient. It's of course a mandatory. A person did a chet sheyesh by kares. He did a b'shoyer by carbon chatas. Ashamis, any one of the five ashamis, someone has to bring a sham shev charuv, sham gzeil, sham ilos, etc. What about oyus yishlam? Aren't those nedarim and nedavos? Didn't we already cover those? In fact, Barry's already asked the question. Shlom is not a choiv, and the answer is, says Rashi, the oilas we're talking about is an oilas re'iya, and the shlom we're talking about shalni chagiga, which of course are choivois. Those are all Dorish Yidushenu, Kadosh Baruch Hu demands, bring them. Those are mitzvahs that you have to go and bring. This is not from the Divas Halev, this is something that you are required to bring. Rashi adds, by the way, the same thing applies to Bechor, Maser, and Pesach. Because if a person has a Bechor, he also has a Choyv to go and bring it. And Maser, Maser, by him, he also has a Choyv. And Pesach, you have to bring your Korban Choyv, your Pesach on Erev Pesach. The Gemara doesn't mention these three, but that's what Rashi says. Bechor, Maser, and Pesach. Tosis, interestingly, argues with Rashi, and he says Bechor and Maser are of a different color. Why? Because it says you only have a chiyuv Bechor and Maser if you own flax of animals. Most of us are not involved in owning animals, and therefore we don't have a din of Bechor or Maser. That's the choices down here. If you look Maser or Bechor, you see the choices down below. Yeah. You're still in time for the next one. You're still in time. Maser Bechor is on the fourth wide line. Yeah. The fourth wide line down below. Maser Bechor. Maser Bechor Michidorish Yidushenu Loinafka. Even though Rashi just said a moment ago, Maser Bechor, you learn for Dorish. No, you don't learn for Dorish Yidushenu. So we don't lichiyu with the two, lichiyu with the chatzot yoshen. The less they Bechor and Maser, le machai behu. A person can go throughout his entire life and never have to bring Bechor and Maser if you own Ichvais, if you work in. On your computer all the time, or you sell widgets or whatever, you don't own animals, and then you never have a din of Bechor and Maser. So therefore, it's not an absolute chiyuv, and therefore, you don't learn if in Darash Yid Rishon.
Very short Tosis, because where it says Chiyuv,
yeah.
You have no land,
yeah.
No chiyuv El Sriya. You have no land, no chiyuv El Sriya.
If you don't own land, you don't have chiyuv El Sriya.
Same question.
Okay, what you're referring to, Menzi, I think, is a Toysis in Psochen, but that's not a and Toysis like a quote to Gemara, you're right, but that's not a Libet the Kuliyama. So you can go and say that this Brisa goes according to the Mandiyama that you have to be Oileregel, even if you don't own any land in Eretz Yisrael or in Chutz Lartz. But I thought you were going to ask another question, and that is just like a Bechor Maser, if you don't own any animals, and you don't have to be a Bechor Maser, then if a person doesn't do a Chet, a person like you, Menzi, which you, Mamish, everybody knows you're a Tzadik Tom. So you don't have to be in Chatzid Hashem also, right? So it's only Chatzid Hashem. That's Ba'aret. According to Mendy, if you don't own any land, there's no problem. So he could be a Tzadik and he's not Ba'aret. Anyway, about Toises, look, so we have Machlokes Rashi and Toises, how do you know Bechor Maser? And Toises said, leave out Pesach altogether because we already said Bechti Nafka, and even if you hold it, Shlom, and so Shteit Bechshon Shlom. Okay, so I and Rashi and Toises, we continue on. The pasuk continues, "Kedar Yidushenu Hashem Alekecha Meimach." Rashi says that the words "Hashem Alekecha" are totally superfluous because we already said "Hashem Alekecha." Kisida Nedel Hashem Alekecha Loisachal Hashem Kedar Yidushenu. Why do we have to repeat again "Hashem Alekecha"? Oh, Eilat Tzedakos and Meisters. Now, where does it say in "Hashem Alekecha" Tzedakos and Meisters? So says Rashi, each one of them has a pasuk that says "Hashem Alekecha." Ulecha Tia Tzedaka Lefnei Hashem Alekecha. Next pasuk, V'yachalta lefnei Hashem alekecha maaser degon chatirosh v'yitzrach. So since it says Hashem alekecha, here, and by tzedakos and maestros, from that I know there's a din of baltiach. And then it continues on after that, tzedakos maestros b'chor. You see from this Gemara that Rashi didn't have the gears of our Gemara, because Rashi said the b'chor, he learned from Dorish Yidushenu. Toysis is good, because Toysis learned b'chor taka from Hashem Lekecha, not from Dorish Yidushenu. But according to Rashi, the b'chor should be put in parentheses. Anyway, continues on, me'imach, what is that imach? Zeh leket shikhupeya. V'shteit imach leket shikhupeya, says Rashi, because it says in the pasuk, ese'oni imach, lo'isiyah lo'ichanoyshe, lo'isiman olam neshech, se'se'oni imach. Oni is related to imach, so therefore it's related to leket shikhupeya that you leave for the aniyim. finally the pasuk ends. Meaning that if you were oyved, you didn't bring the carbon within the allotted time, each one according to the five shitos of Baal Ti'acher, you'll have a chet. But that doesn't disqualify the carbon. The carbon is still a beautiful. Of course, there are carbonas where after they pass, they age out. About every keves is until a certain age, and then it gets older, gets an ayil, masim. But other, for instance, parim don't age out once they're three, then until 120, whatever the 120 is, lahavdil by behemoth. And by ayil also, the ayil starts taka after it becomes the ayil. Before that, it's keves and becomes that. But once it becomes an ayil, it remains an ayil forever. So, but those that don't age out, there's no chait by the carbon. The carbon is totally a beautiful carbon. You can bring it any time you want to, except for the fact that you've already been over the din on Baal Ta'achin. Good. Amama. We said back in the Brisa, Se'ach v'shalmi, hu v'loi chilufav. Freitimar chilufim mai. What does that mean? I chilufay oilu ushlamim. What means chilufay oilu ushlamim? L'mashul, you had an oilu ushlamim, and avda, it got lost. And what did you do? In the meantime, you brought another one. And guess what? The original oilu ushlamim reappeared on the scene. So what do you do with those karbanos? So it says in the Brisa L'chayra, hu v'loi chilufav, that there is no din of Baal Ta'acher on those oilu ushlamim. Freitimar, why shouldn't there be? Mekrif karvi, since you're going to bring them for karbanos, they are not bali mumin, so you can't be poyed to them, so you're going to bring them for karbanos, so it should have the original din of the three regalim. Elamai, maybe you're talking about Ichalufi Chatas, and Chatas got lost, and now it reappeared on the scene, and it's telling us, bring it within three regalim. You're not allowed to bring it at all. Everybody knows that that's one of the five Chamish Chatois Mesois, and therefore goes Lamisa. Lamisa Asla. So certainly there's no din about Ta'achen. Elamai Chilufav Chilufi Toida. Oh, by a carbon Toida. What's the din of carbon Toida? Everybody knows a carbon Toida is basically like a Shlamim plus 40 Chalas. Yes, there's a major difference. Shlamim is Nechalish Neyam Balayla Echad. This is only Yom Balayla. But otherwise, it's a Shlamim plus 40 Chalas. Now, what happens if you lose your carbon Toida and you have to bring a new one? Or what happens if you make a tumura? You're not allowed to make a tumura. Torah says, "Liyachli fenev liyomer oisai." Tavtei bara rabtei. But what if you did? By Yehus Maras Yekodesh, then it has kedusha, and you would bring it for a carbon. Only by a chatas tumuras chatas, you don't go and bring for a carbon. That's one of the chamish chatoyes meisus. The gabi oshim goes laraya. But otherwise, any other carbon, if you make a tumura, you are over an isur, but it has the kedusha of a carbon. But there's a major difference, explains Rashi, as we'll see in the Gemara, between your original toida and between your chilufim. Chilufim means either that you lost it and now you are bringing a second one instead, or a tumura. What's the nafkimina? The nafkimina is that you don't bring the 40 chalois. Why don't you bring the 40 chalois? Because the Gemara Darshan to send the pasuk, the hikrav al zevach hatoida chalois matzis blues v'shemer kika matzis b'shuchem v'shomen. So it says al zevach hatoida on the original toida, you got to go and bring your chalois and the matzis rikikois and the gantzik shef, but not by a replacement for the toida nish chalichosa nish tmurosa. Einem tunum lechem. Okay, so what happened? Zokimah, the Tanya Reb Chiya. Toidish in his Arab Tumuras. Ay. You have a Toida, and you made a Tumuras Toida, and now the two got mixed together. So Rashi says, if the two are alive and kicking, just go and bring both of them, bring 40 chalas, and you make a Tanai, and you say, Eeny, meeny, miny, mo. I don't know which one is the real Toida, which is the Tumuras Toida. Whichever one, a Kodesh Baruch Hu, you know which is the real carbon Toida.
Not 80 Chalas.
Exactly, so the 40, not 80, because by Tumuras Chatas you don't bring Chalas. The only time you bring Chalas is by the original Toida, because it says in the Pasuk, the Hikrib al Zevach HaToida, Toida to Unalechem, Veloi Chalifasa, Veloi Tumuras. They don't have lechem. So if you brought the toida and the tamura, so then you bring 40 and say, whichever one it applies to, and fine. In other words, you bring it contemporaneously, and fine. But what happens with mesa? It got mixed together and one of them died. Mesa achas mehen. Now we got a problem. Chaber tein letakona. The remaining one has a problem. What's the problem? Hechilavet. Likriva, bring the carbon toida. The remaining one, v'likrev lechem ba'da, domatoid tamuri. Maybe it's a tamura that doesn't allow for the lechem. Likrev beloy lechem, bring it without lechem, domatoidi. Sasa, I'm stuck. That's what the pasuk has come to tell you. When you have such a funny case of the toida getting mixed in with the tamura's toida, then there is no din of Baal Ti'acher. Freit Gemara, I don't understand what you're talking about. You just got finished telling me that there is no way to reconcile and to remedy the situation. You're stuck with this carbon tithe.
Presumably, you don't
visit. Exactly. So, presumably, what you're going to have to do is just wait and wait and wait until it gets along, and then you'll be paid in, and then you bring in other kabbalists. Yeah. But at this time, you can't bring the carbon. You're stuck. So, he might be stuck with you for 10 years. You're not going to be over about the acher. He said, I can't bring it. Can I bring this table for a carbon? Can I bring this chair for a carbon? I can't bring this payment for a kenish. So, the abadi wouldn't be over. So, more saying, what do I need the posse to go and tell you that you have a tour from the din of Baal Ta'achar based on the Shalmei V'lei Chiluf? Of course there's no din of Baal Ta'achar by this garment. Your hands are tied. Krol Amali. Omer of Sheishis, La'oila, we're going to go back to the original Shalmei Chilupe, Oila Ushlam. So they're bizarre. So bring it within three. What's the V'lei Chiluf of? Avada, there should be a din of Baal Ta'achar by the Chiluf. Remember, Chiluf is not Tmuris. Chiluf is talking about the Oila Ushlam got lost, and you brought others instead. It could also be tomorrow, but the Lashon normally would be Tzaveda, and now these are the Chalipin. So, the Gemara says a brilliant answer. What are we talking about? Again, Chilufav. Now we have a new case of Chilufav. Not a case of lost, not a case of Tamura, but a case of a Balmum. I originally had an oila. What a wonderful animal. I was looking forward to going bring it. In fact, I was taken to the Beis HaMikdash, and I was singing all the way, going to the Beis HaMikdash. Baruch Hashem, I'm zoicha to bring a karm shlomim, a karm oila in the Beis HaMikdash, gevaldik, gevaldik. And unfortunately, en route, there was a big pothole. I didn't see it. The animal fell in, came out, nebach, it was a balmum. Was kenachton? The chilloi, and I was mechalid al acher on another new animal. That's what I got to do. I was mechalid, that's fine. Guess what happened? On the first animal, two regolim had already passed. On the second animal, over olav regel echad, one regel passed. So I know, I'm very good at math. Two plus, where's Simeon with name? How much is two regolim plus one regel? Two plus one? Three regolim. Exactly that you said. So three regolim, I would think, so kabbalah chamina, oil, mikoyah, kama, ka'asi, kemanda, avro, olav, gimel, regolim, dami. Since it's just a derivative of the original carbon. The original carbon, we already had two regolim. This one is another regel. Two plus one is three. I would think he would be over on the din about ta'achar, kamash, malan, as name. There is no din about ta'achar. What are you going to do according to a mayor?
There's only one.
Exactly. So what are you going to do? I have a new case. It's a brilliant case. Oh, it was Lemushal Sikis. And it's now the first day Chalamoy Tzikas. I'm going to go and bring now my carbon Oilu or Shlom. I better bring it now, because by the time Yontif is over, I'm going to be over about the Acher. I better bring it. Guess what happened? In the middle of Yontif, Nebuch fell into the bar, came out, became a Balmum. So it was Machalel on a second animal. So now the question is, what happens if I don't bring it immediately? I mean, I'm so devastated that first animal became a Balmum, I had to machal it. I just couldn't bring myself to bring the carbon anymore to the base of Mikdash, and I waited until the next Yontif. I would think maybe, over all of Haregel, once that first Yontif of Sukkot passes, maybe I'm stuck, because add together Sokadai Tachamina, Hoyle Mikoyach Kama Kaasi, since this new carbon is a derivative of the first carbon, is Kamanda Ova Ale Kule Regel Dami. The first carbon already, we lost out, he didn't bring it on first day of Yom, the second day of Yom, he was going to bring it on Cholamoid, and Nebuchadnezzar became a Balmum, so I had a half a Yom. And now Mechalad have a brand new carbon that exists from first day Cholamoid until after Yontif is over, until after Shemini Atzeres, okay? A full Yontif passed, according to Meir, a full Yontif passes, you're over about the Acher. Kamash Malon, that there's no din about the Acher. Why? Because you look at each carbon individually. V'loi Chilufov. This Chilufov didn't have a full Yontif, so you're going to get a pass from Sukkot.
The clock starts.
Yeah, exactly. The clock will only start getting restarted by Pesach, right? This was Sukkot. By Pesach, make sure that it doesn't stick around for the entire Pesach. Bring it before the end of Pesach. Fine. Now we finished off the drash v'libichachet v'libikarban chachet. Frank Timara v'amach nafka. I learned it from this pasuk. Menachirim nafka. I have another drash. The sanya. Achirim oyim menyachli hay b'char she'avishna soikipsuli hamukdash and liyiv pasel. By b'char the halacha is that the kohen who gets the b'char from the Israel has to be makrabit in the first year. Why? Because it says in the pasuk, "Lifnei Hashem alikecha teichlenu shana v'shana." A mitzvah to bring it in the first year. Now what happens if a year passed, it's already past the first birthday, mit the balloons, un the balloons, and you didn't bring the carbon yet? I might think it's already psulim mitosha, like a bang mum, it's no good. Makish b'chor l'maser, I make a hekish b'chor l'maser because they're both in the same pasuk. Ma maser in a nitzel mishon l'chaveta. Now this maser we're talking about specifically maser dogon, because by maser dogon it says in the pasuk miktzei shalosh shonim that you have to make sure to do your bir maisris in the third year, which is really Erev Pesach of the fourth year, and then of Shmita this year. Anyway, so you have to go and take all the maser, make sure that you either give it to whoever you have to give it to, or you have to go and burn it. You have to do beer. So the Maaseh Sigmara says, just like the Maaseh Nifsel Mishon L'Chaverta, Maaseh doesn't become possible. Yes, the Maaseh Rishon and Maaseh Sheni should have given the first year. You should go and give it to the Levi in the second year. Go to Beis Hamikdash, to Yerushalayim, take your Maaseh Sheni. But it doesn't become possible. So if you held on to it in storage for a year, 2 years, 3 years, it doesn't become possible. Bechor and Nifsel Mishon L'Chaverta. Bechor also, it doesn't become possible from 1 year to the next, even though you dilly-dallied and you didn't bring your Bechor in a timely fashion, you can bring it the next year. So even if you pass 3 regalim, 5 regalim, 2 years, 3 years, you're over bal ta'acher for sure, but there's no psul in the carbon itself. Now, although the Gemara doesn't mention it, but you'll see from the continuation of the Gemara that not only do we have this drasha by Bechor, but we assume that this applies across the board to all karbonis. That what? That even though they have aged, they are now ishana, that there is no din there's no din of that the carbon becomes possible. The maser dogan doesn't become possible, the bechor doesn't become possible, the oilos don't become possible, the shlam don't become possible, they don't become possible. That being the case, why do I have to have a possible boi bechachet, vloi bekarbon chachet? I have the achedim's drasha that the animals that pass the deadline, here we're talking about a year, 2 years, 3 years, that's certainly more than the 3 regalim. Okay, according to the first man, you could have a case of, according to Shimon, you could have a case of 5 regalim, right? But b'derech klal, it goes, once a year has passed, your 3 regalim have passed, so, but it doesn't disqualify the carb. So what do I need? I can learn from Achir. Everything was so. It's so good. I come in hani min bechor. Maybe this drash is only by bechor. The lav bar hartzahu. Bechor doesn't come for ritzoi. What means ritzoi? Says Rashi. Every carbon that you bring is either lekaporo or ledoyroin. Kaporo, you want to have atonement for some sort of sin, whether it's chatas, whether it's an osham, or for that matter, even oila is mitakid is machaper on hirhure aveira, or for loisa shiyesh shevilah, or a person's a matla mitzvah. Anyway, they all have a din of kapara, or you bring the toyim for a present. Carbon toyim you bring for a present. Shlom you bring for a present. However, bechor, it's not present, and it's not kapara, it's just a chiyav. Eimaloy l'ratzi, I would think that the kachim, the neir tzoninu, eimaloy l'ratzi, if you bring it too late, after a year is over, or after the 3 regalim are over, just like your oiver bal ta'acher, the carbon becomes disqualified. Kamash mulan, that's why you have to have that special limit. Even though you are oiver and aveira, but the carbon is still pristine, pure, and you can bring it even a year later, even after the 3 regalim.
By a chata same thing, right?